Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as I conclude a message I've been sharing this week, Becoming as Little Children, taken from Matthew 18 and 3. Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm sharing 10 things which are characteristic of a good child of our Heavenly Father, and of course, even in the natural. I, of course, made a distinction between childishness, which is a sign of instability and folly, as it mentions in Ephesians 4, that we shouldn't be as children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And in Proverbs, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So to be childlike is not to be childish. And we saw that faith and a desire for spiritual growth and hunger for the Word were the first two aspects. Thirdly, a teachable heart, a teachable spirit. Fourthly, unquestioning obedience, submission to God, willingness to submit to discipline, to trust, and to honor and love parents, in this case, our Heavenly Father. And while if you've just perhaps tuned in and have missed these points, I do invite you to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But for those of you who have been with me, let's go on to the final two points I'd like to share with you. To be a good child respects and honors the aged. And this is the ninth point, respect and honor for the aged or for elders. And you know, there are cultures in the earth that have a respect for elders. We have lost that in this nation. Now youth are glorified, and the elderly and the aged are just sort of put down as inconsequential, not significant, and best just, you know, really done away with, because it's a culture that we have that glorifies youth. That's not true in the Japanese or in the Native American culture. I lived down at Duck Valley, Nevada for 2 years and pastored the historical church there. And even at their, whenever there's a meal, they allow the elders, the elderly, to go first before anyone else goes. But let's look at some scripture now. Leviticus 19 and 32 says, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and a face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord." And in Job chapter 32 and verse 6, Elihu said, answered and said, "I am young and you are very old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not show you mine opinion. I said, days should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment." And Proverbs says it's chapter 16 and it's verse 31 in reference to that, "The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness." And what we see happening in our culture today, beloved, the liberals, the humanists are perverting God's order of how life should be lived, how He designed man to operate. A treaty was, you may or may not be aware of this, before the UN, a treaty was passed on the rights of a child, and that granted freedom of expression to children without restriction, as well as freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. It would prohibit any restriction of the child's freedom of association. It would grant children the absolute right of privacy, including privacy from their own parents, and that would include getting an abortion. So you see how far the inroads have been made to perverting God's way, where we should respect those who are elderly, just naturally by in those advanced in years. But as Christians, what is the significance for us? Well, we should respect and honor spiritual authority. 1 Timothy 5 and 17 says, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine." And, you know, there is a passage, I don't know that I'll take the time to read it, but Ezekiel, in that third chapter, do you remember, he goes on to say, "Son of man, I've made thee a watchman under the house of Israel, therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me." And basically, I'm paraphrasing now, rather than taking the time to read it. If you say unto the wicked, you're going to die, you give him, or you don't give him warning, that wicked mind man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. And if you warn the wicked, and he turn not away from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. And the same thing, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness, commits iniquity, I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. And so there's, why am I sharing this? Because those who are in a place of eldership in the body of Christ, it is a fearful thing to have this kind of responsibility as an apostle, as an evangelist, as a pastor, a teacher, a prophet. We have got to know the Word of God. We have to be walking in humility and holiness before the Lord, because we bear the responsibility before God to teach the people correctly, just as a parent has that godly responsibility before the Lord to train up a child in the way that he should go. We have this, these are the parameters that God has given to us. So we should respect not only our natural parents, but also those who are placed by God to minister to those who are elders. As I said, 1 Timothy 5:17, let them, those that rule, be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Why? Because they are laying down their lives, those who are walking in godliness, who are walking in sincerity, who are the pastors that, as the Lord spoke, that I will give pastors after my own heart. They will direct his people in the right way. And then the final trait, which is perhaps the one that's not so onerous or difficult or burdensome, is what is a child like? I mean, a happy, normal child? A child naturally enjoys itself. And if it's in the right godly environment with loving parents, they are happy. They love fun. And that's what God wants for his children. What does Philippians 4:4 say? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Ecclesiastes 2:24 says, there's nothing better for a man that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy the good of all his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. I'm going to hear what I'm saying, hear what the word says, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And here we see the importance of balance. That's why God gave us, you know, the Sabbath for rest. It's not all work. We should rest and have quiet times. And this balance normally is externally imposed by a parent on a child. For us, it's the Word of God that shows how we should live. So in closing, let's look at the context of Matthew 18 and 3. Jesus was telling his disciples how to be great in the kingdom of heaven. We need to be obedient. The child came to Jesus, isn't that right? Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." And then the child was humble. Humility, that's important. Obedience and humility, beloved, to be submissive to the Lord and His Word, to submit to discipline, a willingness to be taught, and an act of will, willing to be an example for Jesus, just like that little child. When Jesus had come, that little child came. So, how can we summarize this? Well, if we will do these things, if we will be good children of our Heavenly Father, if you and I will be a good child, what can we expect? Well, first of all, we are going to be blessed. Proverbs 3:1-4 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." So we will be blessed if we're a good child of our Heavenly Father. And secondly, this is so precious that we can actually bring joy to our Heavenly Father. We can make the heart of our Father happy. Proverbs 10:1 says, "A wise son maketh a glad father." Oh, beloved, are you willing to do that? Father, you've been with us all week, and we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit. You will help us be good children, that we not only will be blessed, but Lord, that we will be a blessing to you, and that we can make glad your heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, beloved, it's been covered a lot, but it's been good to share these broadcasts with you. I do thank you for your prayers, your prayerful support in the Spirit, as well as financial gifts. We don't appeal for funds, but we trust our Heavenly Father, and He's been faithful for over 50 years to meet those needs. I love you. I pray earnestly for you every day, and I just ask God's blessings upon you. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And I thank you for standing with us, and as I stand with you in prayer. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.